Sue Sweet, Marie, Mish. Immediately after being sworn into office as the 47th President of the United States, Donald Trump signed an executive order declaring a national emergency at the southern border. As part of the overhaul of border security, President Trump also ended the catch-and-release process that was previously in place. In a statement to Sue Today sister site Sue Leader, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, spokesperson said, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, is no longer engaging in the practice of catch-and-release for individuals entering the country illegally. Leveraging all available legal authorities, CBP takes every reasonable measure to ensure that individuals apprehended at the border are detained and swiftly removed from the United States. In simple terms, illegal entrants are being arrested, detained, and rapidly removed. In the Detroit sector, the U.S. Border Patrol does encounter instances of illegal crossings from Canada. However, most apprehensions in Michigan involve individuals who initially entered the United States through the southwest border after traveling from Central and South America, later making their way to Michigan. CBP remains firmly committed to securing the nation's borders by preventing the illegal entry of individuals and contraband, including dangerous drugs, while facilitating lawful trade and travel. This mission is achieved using advanced technology, intelligence-driven operations, and strong partnerships with law enforcement agencies and the community. On March 7, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Michigan issued this release highlighting their office charging 46 illegal aliens with various offenses, including immigration crimes, weapons offenses, drug trafficking, and child pornography. There have been several apprehensions of illegal aliens by CBP in the Eastern Upper Peninsula since the executive order was signed, including on March 3, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, agents, as part of a targeted effort, arrested three illegal aliens from Guatemala during a traffic stop Monday. The three were charged with alien inadmissibility, alien present without admission, immigrant without an immigrant visa, and alien previously removed. They were processed for removal from the United States. On March 1, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, agents along with the anti-smuggling unit and local law enforcement partners arrested five Mexican illegal aliens during a traffic stop. The subjects are charged with alien inadmissibility, alien removal, alien present without admission and/or non-immigrant visa overstay. They were processed for removal from the United States. On February 14, agents in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, apprehended seven illegal aliens from Mexico as part of CBP's ongoing immigration enforcement efforts. In early February, agents arrested an illegal alien, who is a member of the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang, at the Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and Canada border. This gang is known for involvement in human smuggling, drug trafficking, and extortion. Border Patrol agents were on the lookout for this person and arrested them in a traffic stop. Border Patrol says the person was trying to retrieve a previously seized vehicle.